You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. No, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my snuggie. Kick to MTV so they can teach me huggy. Send my guests on my back. My guest tonight is a stand-up comedian. Please welcome JJ Whitehead.
You have a Wikipedia page, which is like huge.
I've had a Wikipedia page for 15 years, though, or for even more.
You're down in history. Like, that's really fucking cool.
You can open your own Wikipedia page.
No, the Wikipedia gods will take... I've tried that before, and they took it down. They were like, this person's not a relevant human.
Maybe I got in before the doors closed, because earlier in my career, I was much more well-known.
They didn't take it down, so that's good.
That would be horrible. There's a body of 7 people that will take away your artistic license.
You're like, sorry, you're no longer contributing to this community.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
No, you're there. You're going to be there forever.
I'm glad you feel that way.
You liked like 4 of my tweets and I got blown up. And when I say blown up, 5 other people liked it.
If people write good jokes, I love to give them a retweet. You had a couple really good jokes there, so I sent them out to my peeps. But I will say, in these pandemic times, even though everybody's supposed to be inside on social media, I have had my first 0 like tweets in a long time.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Just get nothing.
Do you leave them up or do you remove them?
Sometimes I leave them up out of spite.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah, fuck everybody. Yeah, for sure. I think it was this year, maybe last year, I stopped getting happy birthdays on Facebook. I guess I just have had too many.
Oh, no. You've exhausted the Facebook algorithm. I have a couple of people who are assholes to me every year on my birthday. Like, I don't even know them that well. They must have become my Facebook friends before...
Before your Wikipedia page.
Yeah, or before you get concerned about who's on it. And I usually get to the messages the day after when I'm hungover. And clearly, it's because they get an alert every year reminding them that I exist. So they take that time to go, oh, it's JJ Whitehead's birthday. Let's fucking harass him. So I finally was home on my birthday this year. I was able to block them. It was my happiest birthday in a long time.
That sounds amazing. I can't imagine you'd get like, you seem so nice. I reached out to you. I was like, do you want to be on the podcast? And you were like, is it a mean podcast? And I was like, no, it's dumb.
I try to be nice. Sometimes people see it as a weakness or a facade.
Well, it is.
But a couple years ago, he wrote me... And I didn't get back to him. And then it turned back into a tirade.
You fucker! You fucking bitch!
For not responding. That's what kind of prick you are up there in your fucking castle looking down on me, you big prick. And I'm just like...
You're like, I'm just here waiting. You're not on Wikipedia or anything. Come on, people.
Yeah, you little people. You little non-Wikipediaites.
I don't even get back to people, but... That's not because I'm doing anything. It's because I don't want to. I'm so busy with doing nothing. But people don't say like, oh, it's because you're too good for me. They just probably assume it.
They mumble it to themselves. At least you know that you're better than them.
Exactly. And that's really all that matters. I could tell them, but better not to.
I lose track of what social media I'm using.
Yeah. Do you have a TikTok?
I use it the same as Instagram. Upload a thing every now and then.
I think we all have like our preferred social media and that's the one that we use.
Oh yeah, is TikTok your priority?
Instagram.
Okay, yeah.
But I have a Twitter and sometimes I'll post on there. I'm a shit talker, so Twitter would be like the best platform for what I specialize in.
But I'm not into Instagram and TikTok because they're mobile phone only and I don't want anything to make me stay on my mobile phone.
My vision is getting so bad to the point where it's challenging for me to even see the stuff on my phone.
I'm currently 1 inch from my iMac and we're not even visual. So
yeah, me too.
That's how bad my eyesight is.
Me too. And that's why I like to do just the audio. There's some people who I record with, they're like, sorry, I need to do the video. And I'm just like, oh, fine, fuck you. I'll put makeup on. I find it distracting. I can't see it. And then I can't focus on what they're saying.
It can be harder because you know where the camera is and your eye line is not going to meet the camera.
And I have a lazy eye when I focus.
Oh, really?
It's only slight. When I drink whiskey, that's when it gets bad.
That's what wakens it up. You know what? People have a lot worse reactions to whiskey, so count your blessings.
Well, I also cry on the toilet because I can't pee.
You can chalk that up to the pandemic. It sounds like a thing, though. I'm a cry peer.
I've chosen not to drink whiskey anymore. I will sit on the toilet because I have to pee, but it won't come out.
Yeah, I think my bladder is very confused these days as well. So you're all right. You're in good company. You're perfectly safe. There's been
Thank
a few
you.
Times where...
Thanks.
Yeah, there you go.
How did you get your Wikipedia page?
My career started in Britain. I won a major televised award with a kind of Star Search type TV show. And I'm pretty sure my Wikipedia page showed up the next day. And I moved here to Los Angeles 5 years ago. And I got the job writing on the Jim Jefferies show 4 years ago. And now I'm sat here in my studio apartment off of Hollywood Boulevard trying to figure out
why am I here?
Where life is going to take us next.
They're not doing the Jim Jefferies show anymore?
No, we got, I'd say long-term hiatus. But yes, like many shows, we did not survive the pandemic.
I don't think it's a matter of surviving. I think it's just like, it's always cool to see new shows. I don't think it had to do with your show or anyone else's show.
I think that's often the decision. To be honest, our show was a success. We were in the top 50 in Hollywood.
The fact that you had a show is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, the thing is, the more successful a show is, the more expensive it gets. Exactly like what you were saying, it's nice to see new shows and new people. And that is often the decision when a show goes past three seasons.
That's enough. You need to grab your torch.
They're like, this show is getting more and more expensive, so we could keep doing it, or we could invest in five new shows.
I don't get how it gets more expensive. You guys get paid more?
Shows are generally more expensive year to year. The cast of Friends didn't make $1 million in their first season. Every show has a deal, and then there's a minimal raise. I think the minimal raise is 2%.
And the Jim Jefferies hoodie.
But 2% of a couple billion is huge.
I don't get out of bed for less than $1 million.
Yeah, same. Which is why I don't get out of bed at all.
In some cultures, that would make you rich. You're richer for having not gotten out of bed.
I have standards.
Congratulations on your wealth.
Thank you.
I've always convinced myself that as a stand-up comedian, even if I'm not making millions, I get my days free. So I'm richer for the time that I've earned. I also might get crazier for it, but I am richer for it.
I mean, I find things to do while I'm waiting for these offers, make a podcast, but I have not been approached by any advertisers. I mean, I got two donations a while ago from listeners, which was amazing, but it's nothing like an NPR production.
That should be up on your Wikipedia. Has received two donations.
And my career started when JJ Whitehead retweeted a couple of my tweets.
I retweeted it. Off you went.
I don't even watch TV.
You're in the entertainment industry and you don't watch TV.
I'm like in the entertainment industry to entertain myself.
Okay, must be nice.
I don't make any money from it. That's the only problem.
On the 5th of May, Lisa Minnelli makes the bed.
It's a bed in, folks.
I have a lot of new hobbies that have started over the course of the pandemic. Because I don't know if stand-up comedians, well, especially not my style of stand-up comedians, I don't think we knew what to do with ourselves. So I have started a lot of habits and hobbies. It's not like when I started my stand-up comedy hobby and that turned into my profession.
Are any of them legal?
In California, yes.
Okay, so I think I know what you're talking about.
You know a couple of things on the list. So
yeah,
I've been a different person every month during this quarantine.
That sounds exciting. Do you live with anybody?
I don't. I live by myself.
No pets or anything?
I can't even keep houseplants alive. But I will admit, if I had a building that would allow pets, I definitely would have gotten a pet during this pandemic.
After the pandemic, you should just buy the building.
As soon as I start getting my millions again.
Yeah, just make sure you get back in bed or else you're never going to get that money.
It's a perfect strategy. Do you have a pet?
I have roommates and they have pets. So I have pets by association. Are they my responsibility? Do I have to keep them alive? I don't.
Those are the best kind of pets.
I'm like the side bitch for the dog.
I love borrowed pets.
And I don't feel guilty either when I leave for the day or like I don't have to rush home and walk the dog because it's not my dog.
You can stay in bed and make those millions and not have to get out.
I can have the dog in bed with me. Making millions together.
You can have the dog with you in bed and the dog can alert you that it has to go to the toilet outside. Then you can yell at your roommate, hey, Gary or Steve or whatever, take Puddles for a walk.
I have never been asked to walk the dog, which has really been amazing. I just moved in here like a month or two ago. My dad kicked me out. I was living with him before I moved in here because I'm a winner. He said I was being lazy, but he didn't know about my strategy.
He doesn't understand the game plan.
He's like, why don't you go work at McDonald's? First of all, no.
There's no bed in the back room.
Where would I nap?
You should have kicked him out for that.
I gave him an eviction notice.
And does your dad live by himself?
He does, which is weird because he has so many empty bedrooms. I'm like, I just want one.
I don't think it's weird though. I can see an older man just going, oh, just go away from me. Sorry, I did not mean you, actually. I just meant like world. I meant
no,
like,
I know what you mean because he does feel that way about me. Right. I'm not offended by anything.
Me neither. That's a funny thing that I've found on this era of new social media and stuff, because when the trolls do show up, they really think they're going to get under your skin, and then they don't, because we've already put ourselves through this mentally.
I probably sucked more today than anyone in the history of Kung Fu, in the history of China. In the history of sucking.
I'm fully capable of insulting myself.
I just agree with them. Some of them jumped on my chat the other day and they went at me for my hair because I've got extremely long hair right now, which is fine. We're in the middle of
a fucking pandemic, dude.
Yeah. Exactly. So they jump on and they start going, what the fuck? Are you scared of barbers? And they go, there's no barbers. And I'm just answering them going,
dude, listen.
There actually isn't. They actually are closed right now.
Fuck my ass. What else?
And then they did that age old one of like, you're shit, man. And I'm just looking at the screen going, yeah, I totally am. Do you think that people find their way to stand up comedy because they're good at life?
Until you get the message, I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupid. Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me.
That's why I'm going to go into stand-up, because I've had 25 jobs, 30 years old, never been married, and I'm Jewish. That is the recipe for stand-up.
Yeah, it sounds like you're ready to go. You know enough about rejection.
I got fired from my job as a stripper. That is hilarious.
Wow. Did you get fired for falling off the pole or for drug dealing?
I think it was because I was prettier than him. He actually said I was suspended. Like, check back in a few months.
I want to have a power trip and fire you, but I might need you.
I think he was mad because I went to Vegas with his business partner, but that was like a free vacation. I'm Jewish. Obviously, I'm going to take it. It's more of a religious thing.
There you go.
The good news is you're fired.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What is the best Wi-Fi name that you have stumbled upon?
In my building, there is somebody whose Wi-Fi is Sharon's a cunt. I don't know who Sharon is, but I know that there's clearly some divorcees in my building. And I'll have to wait until the masks come off to see who the saddest man is to determine. I'm guessing that Sharon got the house.
In LA, he's in an apartment, 100%. Sharon got the house and alimony.
Sharon!
With very little knowledge that I have of the incident, maybe Sharon lives in the building as well, because that would make sense. Purposely named it something that would anger her.
So she has to see it all the time. Actually, my aunt, I used to live with her years ago, and she lived next to like a surf shop. It was Dive and Surf. Dive and Surf guest, Dive and Surf staff. There was like all these Wi-Fi names, and she hated them because, I don't know, their plants were growing in her lawn or something. And I named her Wi-Fi Dive and Surf Sucks.
I like it. That's a good move. It's not even passive aggressive. That is accurately calmly aggressive. Yeah. It's the little victories you can get.
I also had Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I can see that. I could look on my Wi-Fi right now.
Yeah, let's see.
Who else I've got.
See if there's any funny people in the building.
Sharon's a cunt. It's still the winner. Somebody's in this apartment building. This is just their office. Yet it's my main residence. Who is this motherfucker? I'm going to have to change mine to whoever has this as their Hollywood office is a prick.
There's like condo, a printer, Spectrum Wi-Fi, 5G. Like no one. Oh, Snoop Dogg.
I bet you it's him.
It's totally him. He lives here.
I'm sure it must be him. Sweetie darling. I wonder if that's like a mistress.
She's definitely whore.
And there's one that says back to Hollywood. Somebody's got dreams.
Oh, I had one Girls Gone Wireless. So that was like fun time.
Woo! Party flat.
Yeah.
That's what I would assume.
That was in my studio apartment. What's your favorite letter of the alphabet?
J.
J, is there a reason?
I guess my name starts with J, and you can smoke a J.
Okay.
And my father was a navigator, and the letter J was on his dashboard. I think it has to do with a military code.
You were probably his favorite child.
Well, I was his first.
Then you were definitely his favorite.
But yeah, I think that's why, my first name is Jason, and it is on the dash, because July, August, September, October, November, isn't it? So in military slang, July, August, September, October, November, that's Jason, all starts with J. So that sounded like a long answer, but let's go with J.
I didn't really get the second part, but that's okay. You were definitely your parents' favorite. You have to be the oldest to be the favorite.
My younger sister is the favorite.
Does her name start with a J as well?
It does.
Okay, then never mind.
And that's why she still lives close to my family. And that's why I did nothing but avoid them by moving around the world for 20 years.
But they can check your Wikipedia page.
They know I'm still existing.
They know you're really important. Do they still live in Canada?
They still live in Eastern Canada within 10 minutes of each other. So they all still see each other. They all still spent Christmas together while I was here in quarantine in Los Angeles.
Why did you move to LA? Just because it's LA?
Well, I was living in London, in England, and I did love my time in Britain, but I'm getting older and I wanted to go for the sunshine and possibly to further my career. Time to move to Los Angeles.
Cool. My mom lives in Long Beach and I live in San Diego, so I'm not too far.
So you have to see them.
I don't have to.
Yeah. What's your latest excuse?
Well, I just have not wanted to, so
that's an honest reason then.
Yeah, exactly. I'm 30, so I feel like I just don't have that much time to be doing things that I don't want to do, because I'm gonna die soon, basically.
Yeah, is that how you feel?
Like, first you can't see anything, then you don't know how to use TikTok, next you die.
Yeah, I heard that's the natural progression. If TikTok was computer friendly, they would probably have my custom, but they're not. So I'm more of Twitch and Twitter.
What about YouTube?
And there's too much shit.
I gotta follow you on YouTube. I'm not monetizing on that, but I'm waiting for my bed.
Waiting for the world to return to bed.
It'll happen.
But yeah, too much stuff though, isn't there?
It really is. It was brought to my attention that the reason that there's so many platforms is because these advertising companies can go to one company and be like, no, you need to get on all of these platforms if you want to get your exposure. And then they get like 5 times the amount of money.
Oh, good Lord.
No one even likes ads, but that's how everything makes money.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Anybody on a podcast reading out their advertisements, they don't even have to make commercials or anything anymore. Hold up this product and talk about it, which 20 years ago would be very dirty. Bill Hicks used to rally against advertising. He used to be like, if you're in advertising, kill yourself. That used to be the way comedians felt about it.
Yeah, let's go back to that, because I can't get any advertisers to want to work with me.
There you go. So fucking kill yourself.
Yeah, fuck you. I like reached out to like a few products that I really endorse. Now I don't. Forever Lazy, I really wanted to rock that on my podcast, but now I'm just like, fuck Forever Lazy. They didn't even email me back. I gave them an ample amount of time. They're not even as important as you are, and you got back to me.
Maybe it can be your angle. You know the way that they have those cafes where the waiters are mean? You could be like that for advertising. Pick a few products every week. Fucking slam them. Tell them that they're shit.
Fuck Starbucks. I hate them. Do you have any products that you hate? Business or like just companies?
The Swiffer Wet Jet. I fucking hate it. Have you seen those things?
I don't have one, but I'm never going to get one now.
Yeah, you're better off getting on your knees with some paper towel and a spray bottle. It's useless. I don't understand the philosophy behind mopping. All it does is push dirt around. It doesn't suck it up or anything. And the commercial pisses me off because the lady in the commercial wheels out a mop, like an old school mop and bucket. And she like says to the—
Just between us, you know what's better than mopping?
And then she goes, everything. But while she says that,
at the end of a long day, it's the last thing I want to do.
She takes the mop out of the bucket and wrings it out with her hands like a fucking moron. No wonder you hate mopping, you idiot.
Glad I got that off my chest.
Try Wet Jet with a money back guarantee.
So anyway, having seen that commercial, I still thought I'll buy one and I hate it.
Do you want to burn it?
I wouldn't mind burning it. Is that a part of the show?
Yeah, exactly. This is called Burn Your Products That You Hate. This is our segment of the show. You should donate it to
Sharon!
The liquid part has to come in a specifically shaped container. I wouldn't be surprised if Sharon owned this company.
Sharon is behind this.
It's what you call a cunt's move.
I have a Keurig and I kind of like it, but you do have to buy the pods unless you're a hippie. And then you can get these things that you can fill up yourself. But I'm not a hippie.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, they look like recyclable diaper.
If the environment is going to interfere with my convenience, fuck the environment.
Yeah, besides, the younger ones, they seem motivated. I think they'll figure this environment thing out.
And we're just wishing that the next generation is much wiser than us.
100%. I won't be around. We know why.
Okay, I have a lot of faith in the younger generation. They've got a lot of energy and optimism. I'll let them figure it out.
Yes, we're
I just bit into a really stale edible and I'm still somehow not angry at them.
Because you're high. But you will be when you're not high.
Yeah, then I'll be like, fuck. Yeah, I don't know what else I...
Oh, fitted sheets that come off of your bed.
Oh my God. I'm with you on this. Well, as we both clearly agree, the bed is the most important part of our business and home life.
Yes.
It's extremely important. So at the start of the pandemic, I thought I'll treat myself to some... I say expensive, but like mid-range. My bedding has usually been from Target until now. So I ordered those purple sheets.
Oh my God, that purple mattress is the most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on, but I know we're ragging on businesses.
I didn't order, I finally get the edible down. I didn't order the purple mattress. I did order a new mattress though during the pandemic, and that's been amazing. I got that from Amazon or something. Then I ordered the purple sheets because I thought I'd treat myself. Now they're nice and weighted and the temperature is nice, but because they're weighted, they don't last on. If you toss and turn once, or if you toss once, not the British term of toss, but if you roll over once during the night, the sheet just disappears because it's weighted. So it'll either just fucking roll itself off the bed or.
And then you have to like use all of your strength to pull it back up. Because it's weighted.
Yeah, you either have to, in the middle of the night, decide that it's worth the effort or decide that you could will yourself back to sleep.
And either way, you're waking up tired.
Yeah, I usually sit there awake staring at the ceiling for 45 minutes.
Shivering.
Before I go, okay, I might as well get the sheet. Let's figure this out now.
Yeah, I don't have that problem because I do have Target sheets. Jersey cotton.
Yeah, but you also have a free pet. So
this is true.
Non-expensive bedding goes well with a free pet.
And I have a nice bed. I got it with my student loan money a while back, which was more beneficial than my college degree. I'm still making payments on it.
Often beds feel more important than any education.
Exactly. But that purple bed, I slept on a purple bed once. I don't even need a Wikipedia page. I need a purple bed.
Now you've got your priorities.
Purple bed, then Wikipedia.
Yeah. And then just instead of the purple sheets, get something.
They need to like have something that will prevent you from moving around at night.
Could tuck the sheets in?
No.
But I'm not a fan. My toes need to be free.
Yeah, no, we don't need that. But it would be nice to just have some kind of thing that trains your body to, because what I'm trying to do is not roll over while I'm sleeping, because I don't want to get wrinkles. And I sleep on my face, and I think it is affecting my chakras.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Do you think you get wrinkles from?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Or it's from getting older.
That's what I hear.
I think over time, if you sleep on your face for this many years, it's inevitable.
I do my best to moisturize.
I read this article on Google, and I have these things. They're called laugh lines, and they're like, they go from your nose to your mouth. On Google, it said, try not to laugh as much if you're trying to get rid of your laugh lines.
Every smile takes years off your face.
Fuck you. You just made me laugh. This is all bad.
Now that explains some of these women that I see on the dating apps. When they don't smile, my biggest turnoff is if you see the 5 photos and they're not smiling in a single one of them. I always think, oh, she's just too serious and no
but
fun.
But now you're going to reconsider. She's trying to not get wrinkles.
You've made me rethink everything. You were thinking ahead, and guys like me didn't give you the credit that you deserve.
But it's okay, because now everyone's going to listen to this podcast.
Don't smile or look fun in any of your pictures, and a man should respect you. And that goes for men too. Sorry, this isn't a sexist observation.
Men, women, and whatever's on the spectrum.
Everybody, stop fucking smiling and having fun.
No, everyone can smile. It's fine, but I can't, because I want to look better than everybody.
Oh, that's an even better level to the strategy. But that was funny that you're like, but if I sleep on my face, I'll get new wrinkles. Good strategy.